Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Once again, tuned into, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown, Jr. We do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock p.m. until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, I am so excited to have a special guest on for the first time. None other than Brother Lauren Hopper. He is my special guest on tonight. He's going to share with us a short testimony, and then he's also going to do a musical selection. And following his first musical selection or song, Pastor Norman King from the Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina, will be delivering a short word on tonight. And then Brother Lauren Hopper will come back and do his final song for us tonight. So as we always do, I'm going to open up the phone lines after Pastor King delivered the word, and after Brother Lauren Hopper do his second song, we're going to open up the phone lines for you all to speak to my guest on tonight, Brother Lauren Hopper. He is the co-author of the stage play called Jesus. Oh my God! Oh my God! Spare Change. I'm sorry. That's right. Spare Change. And my mind is all over the place tonight. I am so excited to have him on. Yeah, he's one of the co-authors. He is the co-author of the play titled Spare Change, and also he has other CDs or videos that he's in with other gospel music artists. That he's going to mention to you all after he do his second selection on tonight. So as always, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with Pastor Norman King as he get ready to deliver another word from the Lord on tonight. We always open up with prayer. We're going to do the same thing on tonight because we do serve an awesome God who hears and answers all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. So right now, those of you that have dialed in, I'm asking, and those of you that are listening in through social media platforms around the world, please touch and agree with me as we go to God's throne of grace. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We, your children, come together once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your Son, Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and our soon coming King. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We bless your name because you are worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that all power in heaven and in earth is still in your hands, and you are in total control at all times. We come now asking, Heavenly Father, that you will forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, my guest on tonight, Brother Warren Harper, and his entire family, and every saved believer on tonight. Forgive us all of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth would not be in vain, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come now thanking you for your grace and your mercy that you extend to each one of us. Although we don't deserve it, we can't earn it, but we thank you for your grace and your mercy that you extend to us in the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, we pray that your word will go forth with power on tonight through your man of God, Pastor Norman King. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to touch and strengthen all of those that are bereaved on tonight. I continue to lift up my older sister, Janice Nelson, and my niece, Crystal, as her husband and my brother-in-law has made his transition on last month. I continue to lift them up in prayer, that you will continue to comfort and strengthen them. Not only them, but all those that are grieving on tonight that have lost loved ones. Continue to let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your presence, even as they go through the hour of bereavement. And help them to remember your word that lets us know that earth shall have no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal, in the name of Jesus. And also, Heavenly Father, we lift up by our sister in Christ, Kimberly Mallory, who had a procedure at the hospital on today. We lift her up in prayer that all goes well with her. We lift up Betty Goins and Mother Phillips from the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. Continue to strengthen their bodies, Lord, as only you can. Not only them, but all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver, and strengthen your people as only you can. Glory in the name of Jesus. This ministry go forth tonight, your word, and through the testimony of my guests on tonight, that we are even to those that may be tuning in for the first time, those that are not saved in Jesus' name, is our prayer, our hope and desire that something will be said through the testimony, through the songs, through your word, that those that are not saved will open their mouth and ask what must they do to be saved. If they will open their mouth and ask that Jesus Christ, your Son, will come into their hearts and to their lives and save them on tonight, that you will get the glory through their lives as well. In Jesus' name we pray. So now, Lord, we pray that you will have your way on tonight, that you get the glory. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, we do have another spiritual food for thought for tonight, and it comes to us saying, no matter what mankind say or think, Jesus is the true reason for this season. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. No matter what mankind say or think, Jesus is the true reason for this season. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyright to any songs or music played on this worldwide ministry platform. That being said, once again, I thank God for my special guest on tonight. He's my special guest for the very first time on this platform. None other than my brother in Christ, Brother Warren Harper. Again, he is the co-author of the play Spare Change. And he also has other videos that he has been a part of that he will mention later on after we give him the word of God. And after he shared his second selection, he's going to share with you all different people that he has been in different movies with and videos with, such people like Brother Dietrich Hatton, I think the Clark Sisters, and other gospel music artists that he has been blessed to be able to do movies and videos with. So we're going to hear from him regarding that later on. But right now, Brother Warren Harper, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you are at an event right now, and you are taking time out of your schedule to come on to be my special guest on tonight. So if you don't mind, if you would please share with me and the worldwide listeners a testimony first.
Amen. Yes, and thank you for having me, James. I feel blessed and honored that you would even ask me. I'm from Detroit, and I am a actor, producer. Spare Change is my play. I'm not a co-writer. I am the writer of the play.
Oh, okay.
Spare Change. Right. I did have a co-producer when we just did the play this past Sunday, Spare Change, which was about a homeless guy that begs for money on the streets, but he uses money to bless people. Based on the Hebrew scripture, be careful to entertain strangers, for some have thereby entertained angels unawares. So we can't take people for granted just because we think they're homeless. This homeless guy ends up blessing the people that gave to him. He blessed them right back with the money that he got. We did that this past Sunday for the holiday, which was very well received here in Detroit. And I was grateful to see you there, and just glad to be able to do that production. And I have I'm working on already on another movie that's about to start production here in Detroit, called Motown Mafia. So that's going to be starting up in January. So I got some stuff on the burner. Yeah. So,
all right.
But I would like to share with you this quick song. I'm not in the best voice right now, but I do know that I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I have had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But Lord, when I look around and I think my life over, all of my good days, they outweigh all my weary days. And I won't complain. Sometimes my head hangs low. I cannot see the road. And I will ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But God knows what's best for me. Thank you, Lord. And open my eyes so that I can see. So I say, thank you, Lord. I say, thank you, Lord. I'll say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God's been good to me. Sometimes when I think about it, the Lord been so good to me. Better than I've been to myself. Say he's been real good to me. He wiped all of my tears away, turned my midnight into another day. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. When I get in trouble, thank you, Lord. He's always there on the double. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God's been so good to me. Oh, Lord, he keeps being good to me. Better than I've been to myself. Said he'd been real good when I didn't have no clothes to wear. Said he'd been real good when I didn't have no food to eat. God's been real good when I didn't have a home to live in. God's been real good to me. He wipes all of my tears away, turn my midnight into another day. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't say nothing but thank you, Lord. Complain. No, I won't complain.
Ooh, Jesus,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
My Lord Jesus, brother.
Yes,
Lord,
God. Thank
that
you.
That was a powerful song. That's a personal song. Now I felt that, so I know that the listeners was blessed by that song tonight. But real quickly,
yeah.
I know you weren't prepared for this, but before I bring forth Pastor Norman King, who's standing by to bring forth a short word on tonight, because I want you to sing your other selection after he brings forth the word on tonight. You have such a powerful testimony that you share everywhere you go. And would you, if you don't mind, would you please share that testimony with the listeners too?
Sure, absolutely. So I am a, performer, actor, singer, and I've been performing all of my life. I was a student at Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia. I've been directing plays. I started my first play was Wicked Ways back in 1990, which starred the Emotions, Carl Payne that played Cockroach on the Cosby Show, Kim Fields before she got the Oscar, and I was playing the preacher, and I directed the show. It was my first show, national touring show straight out of college as a director. But while I was out on the road, I developed a drug habit while I was out on the road, and I was making some good money. I probably was making about $1,000 a week as a young man. This was prior to Tyler Perry. This was before Tyler Perry started hitting the road. In fact, Tyler Perry got inspiration from the shows that I was directing written by Michael Matthews out of Detroit, and I was the director. His first show was Mama Don't, and then I came along with Wicked Ways. And so these were the first shows that were known as urban gospel shows. And this was back in 1990. Well, at that time, I also, in addition to being a successful director and starring in these plays, I had a drug habit, crack cocaine back at the time, and I was hiding it. I thought I was hiding it, but it grew and grew and grew, and I spent 20 years strung out on crack cocaine. I ended up doing, my next play was A Good Man Is Hard to Find, which was even bigger than Wicked Ways, touring nationally across the country. And then my next play was The Devil Made Me Do It with Peebo Bryson and Stephanie Mills, Vanessa Bell Armstrong, Glenn Jones. And I was playing the devil, of course. but I had this habit that I didn't think nobody could see, and it was growing and growing. And then I did my next play, Thank God the Beat Goes On, which was starring The Whispers, which was the story of Phyllis Hyman's death when she passed away. And all of these shows were national shows, but I had a drug habit. And I probably had this drug habit for at least 20 years of my life. And I really, even though I was blessing people through my art form, I was being a blessing to other people. I couldn't get blessed. Because I wasn't walking in my I wasn't walking in my victory. I wasn't, you know, I had this gift to be able to sing. I had this gift to be able to act. I was touching other people's lives, but I wasn't walking nothing. I wasn't committed to the songs that I was singing about. I wasn't committed to it, and so I could not get the elevation that really I was trying to get, or that even God had for me. But I finally, in 2006, got sick and tired of being sick and tired. I got sick and tired of going in and out of treatment centers. I got tired of that. I got tired of living underneath my calling. And, I went into treatment at the Salvation Army in 2006. And, December the 5th, this past December the 5th, I celebrated 15 years clean in recovery. Yep.
Praise the Lord. Ooh, that's why I had to share that testimony, because someone needed to hear that testimony. But that's a powerful testimony.
Yep.
And God said he would share his glory. He said he would share his glory with no one. So that's a powerful testimony.
Yep.
We know that there was nobody that but God that intervened.
Yep.
But you had to come to yourself.
Yep.
You had to come to yourself as a prodigal son. And then the Lord, after you gave in and you gave it up and you turned your life back over to God, then he could really use you. And that's why he's blessing you to this very day. So I thank you for sharing that testimony. And we just thank God for you, what he's doing in your life. I'm going to ask you to please stand by, because I'm going to ask Pastor Norman King if he would do a short message or message on tonight. And then I'm going to come back and have you do your final selection so I can open up the
line
to the listeners and call in. Then you can give your contact information out after that. So right now we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King. I now yield the mic to you.
I praise the Lord. May God be the glory.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
I haven't heard nobody sing like that in a long time.
Amen.
I mean, it's been a long time since I heard somebody sing like that.
Thank
you. That's being missed. Like I say, I'm truly blessed by that. I mean, when he hit that low one, I mean, he died and hit that low one.
Wow.
Boy, good God Almighty.
Amen.
Ooh,
praise the Lord.
I still feel that one. That was for real.
Glory to God.
Be the glory. God be the glory. I'm so humble, grateful to God, you know, for each and every opportunity that he give me. I take it not lightly. I heard my cousin James say that a lot. Same thing applies to me. I'm very serious about my calling, my assignment. So tonight, we're going to be looking at a couple of scriptures, amen. And my verse that I'm going to bring tonight, one of them anyway, is going to be 1 Thessalonians 4:19. Quench not the spirit. And I'm going to tie that with Ephesians 4:30, where it says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, who is my Lord and my Savior, that I may decrease and you increase, and hearers of this word tonight know that it's not me, but it's you. Bless and we bless. I ask you blessings tonight in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Pastor King. Before you go further, that's First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19.
That's correct. Yes. We good?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And my topic tonight is get out of my way. And see, you know what? That brother that sung that song, see, it all ties together. Get out of my way, because I got to praise him, huh? Get out of my way.
Yes.
Come on. Get out of my way, because I got to praise him. Quench not the Spirit, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Amen? Now, with that being said, you know, there's an upstream and there's a downstream. Amen. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit now. Come on, somebody. Amen. Upstream in the direction opposite to the flow in a stream is upstream. Amen. And that's what happens when we grieve. That's what happens when we quench the Holy Spirit. We're going upstream in a direction opposite to the flow in a stream. Because it's expected of us to go downstream. Amen. Downstream is the object in flowing along with the river. In other words, gravity pulls down. Come on, somebody, amen. So what my word is saying tonight is quit struggling. Amen. Quit pulling and go on against. When we quench the Holy Spirit, that's what happens. Amen. So my message tonight is going to deal with some praise now. So I'm trying to say something here. It's get out of my way. Look here. If you're in my way, get out of my way. I ain't got time. Now, what I'm saying is, you know, as a ministry, I'm not saying I don't have time to minister God's word, but I ain't got time for no mess. Come on. If you're messy, for the third time, if you're messy, get out of my way, huh? Because I got to praise him. So let God... Yes, be God. Amen. Let God be God. Amen. So quenching the Spirit, it hinders the assignment that God has ordained you for. Amen. So now,
that's right.
What I'm saying tonight is that don't quench. Because, James, I almost died last year. I still got some things that, I'm dealing with right now in Jesus' name. Amen. I know he got me. Come on. He got me. You know what I mean? But I ain't got no time for a mess. Amen. Like the old song say, I go if I got to what? Go by myself, huh? So get out of my way. I got to praise him. Amen. I got to praise him. My question to you tonight is, what excites you? Amen. Some folks get so excited over NFL and NBA. I'm not saying you shouldn't be excited over that, by no means. But don't let your excitement, you know, that excitement exceed the joy that you have for the Lord. Come on. So I'm saying tonight that I've been delivered and I've been set free. Amen. So get out of my way now with this mess. My sister always say now. Norman don't like no drama, and she right. I don't like no drama. Because, in other words, get out of my way because you're interfering with my praise now. Come on, huh? Come on. I'm trying to say something, y'all. Amen. So, look here. I've been delivered and I've been set free. Amen. And when I get in trouble, come on, somebody. I say, when I get in trouble, I got to praise him. How about you, huh? When you get in trouble, you got to praise him. Amen. When everything else has failed, you got to praise him. Come on. In other words, get out of my way. I ain't got time for no mess. Huh? Get out of my way. I got to praise him. In other words, if I got to shout, I'm losing my voice. If I got to dance it out, if I got to lift up my hands, look, get out of my way. If it's too much for you, then get out of my way. Because he has brought me from a mighty long way. Amen. So get out of my way. I got to give God the praise. Amen. In other words, I'm looking to be downstream, and downstream, not upstream. But I'm trying to flow in the Holy Ghost. Amen. So quench not the Spirit. Now I'm going to read some verses, and this is going to be coming out of God's Word translation, James.
All right.
1 Thessalonians 5. I'm going to start reading around verse 16 and go down to 22. I like how it breaks it down. It says, always be joyful. Never stop praying. Whatever happens, give thanks. See, that's what the brother said a while ago in testimony, amen, because it is God's will in Christ Jesus that you do this. Come on. Come on. come on now. Come on, come on. Look here. I got to go back, y'all. Okay, now we said don't grieve and quench the Holy Spirit, right? So in other words, always be joyful. If you ain't joyful, get out of my way. I got mine. Look here. Amen. So if you ain't joyful, that's why it says, devil, stop praying. Look, I got to praise him because he brought me from a mighty long way. Huh? Come on. I ain't going back. I'm going forward. In other words, I'm not trying to go upstream. I'm going downstream. Amen. So it goes on and says in verse 19, God's words, it says, don't put out the Spirit's fire. And see, the devil dispatches angels, y'all. Come on. To put out the Spirit's fire. That's why you don't entertain mess. Amen. In the Garden of Eve, okay, in the Garden of Eden, whenever the serpent approached Eve, she started off right by telling the serpent what God had said. But what happened, she entertained. In other words, she kept listening. Come on. Well, sometimes we listen too much to the adversary. Amen. So my words tonight is don't grieve. In other words, don't grieve. Don't quench the Holy Spirit. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Whatever happens, give thanks, because it is God's will in Christ Jesus that you do this. So don't put out the Spirit's fire. Verse 20, don't despise what God has revealed. Come on, somebody. Come on. Are you happy in the Lord tonight? Amen. That's verse 20. Don't despise what God has revealed. Amen. Not what he's going to do, what he already done. Amen. Verse 21 says, instead, what? Test everything, huh? Test everything instead. Hold on to what is good. See, it's your duty and my duty and responsibility to hold on what is good. And it finishes out, verse 22 says, keep away from every kind of evil. So if you don't entertain, if you don't quench, if you don't grieve, come on. Now, I'm going to go down. I'm going to come back to that, right? I'm going to read Ephesians 4, God's word, translation, starting at verse 29. It says, don't say anything that would hurt another person. Instead, speak only what is good so that you can give help. Come on, somebody. So you can give help wherever it is needed. And that's why I heard their brother say a while ago, amen. See, he knew and God knew. Other folks know, but he knew and God knew. So when the Holy Spirit, because of him being sincere, he shared the testimony, y'all, when he was sincere and we cried to the Lord that time, God heard him. Come on, somebody, amen. That's why it says that we want to be in position to give help, because it's all about God anyhow. That way, I'm back in the word now, that way what you say will help those who hear you. Come on. Amen. What you say will, for third time, will help those who hear you. Verse 30, the key verse in these verses, right? It says, don't give God's Holy Spirit any reason to be upset with you. Come on, James. Come on, huh? Come on. If you quench not and you grieve not, amen, then you're not going to give the Holy Spirit no reason, any reason whatsoever, to be upset with you. He has put his seal, I mean, the word, y'all, verse 30, but this is GW translation, right? It says, he has put his seal on you for the day you will be set free from the world of sin. Verse 31 says, get rid of your bitterness, hot tempers, anger, loud quarreling, cursing, and hatred, and be kind to each other, sympathetic, forgiving each other as God has forgiven you through Christ. Amen. So, recap. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. And whatever happens, give thanks, because it is God's will in Christ Jesus that you do this. Going back.
That's right.
God. Okay? Other words, get out of my way. See, sometimes you got to tell folks that way. You got to just be blunt. Nip it in the bud. Amen? Just be blunt.
That's right.
Say, look, get out of my way. Huh? Come on. Amen. And see, we know there's power in the name of Jesus. Amen? But see, sometimes we wait on God to do a thing. And the reason why it's like he's not doing it, why? Because he's already done it. He said, why should I tell you what I already told you? So he said, all that messy mess that's coming to you, you got to say, get out of my way. I got to praise God. Come on. I got to praise him. Amen. He done brought me from a mighty long way. Come on. All right. Come on, y'all. Come on now. I'm overly excited, amen, because I got to praise him. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
Right? I got to praise him. In other words, if you got some stuff in my way, get out of my way. I ain't got time for it. No mess, amen. I got to praise him. I'm excited. What excites me might not excite you. Maybe you get overwhelmed with all this other stuff that's natural, that's worldly. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and it's right, and all those things shall be added unto you. Have you been delivered tonight? And have you been set free? So when I get in trouble, Lord, when you get in trouble, do you praise God? James says, count it all joy. Because of doubt, temptation, and trials, right? Count it all joy. Amen. So when I call on Jesus and he gives me what he done gave me, I say gives, but really in reality, he's already gave it. Amen. Us what?
That's right.
Victory. So get out of my way. I got to praise him. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Satan thought he had me, but God said no, because get out of my way. I got to praise him. And that's your short sermon for tonight, James. God bless everyone who heard the word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor King, for that powerful word on tonight. Yeah, I think a lot of Christians that are in the body of Christ need to learn how to tell the enemy and tell those that are putting up a front. Yeah, we got to learn how to tell them to get out of our way, because we're about our Heavenly Father's business. So when we're about our Heavenly Father's business, we can't be caught up in the things of the world. And that way God is not being glorified when we refuse to tell people that's not to be about kingdom business to get out of our way. God is not glorified through this. So we thank you for helping us to learn how to tell people when we need to, when it's appropriate, and don't feel bad about it when we tell them to get out of our way. So we thank God for you all tonight, Pastor Norman King. Thank you for that word. I was blessed by it, and I know that the listeners that have dialed in, the listeners that are listening in through platforms around the world, even those that are behind prison bars around the United States, are being blessed by this word on tonight, and also my special guest, Brother Lauren Harper. So what we get ready to do right now, I'm going back to Brother Lauren Harper. I know you all enjoyed that first selection. I won't complain by him. If you missed it, go back to my website, and you can pull it up and listen to it and be blessed by it. I won't complain by Brother Lauren Harper, my special guest on tonight. Again, all of my shows are kept in archives. They can be, you can go to my website and listen to every show that has ever been done for the last past 9.5 years that God is still being glorified. Brother Lauren Harper, thank you for standing by. I don't know if you have a busy schedule on tonight, so I'm going to go ahead and ask you to do your second song. And then after you finish the second song, stay on the line, because I want you to give the listeners how they can contact you and the information as to how they can purchase the different items that you have available for the listeners. So if you don't mind, go ahead and do your second song, please.
Yes, absolutely. How can I say thanks for all the things you have done for me? So undeserved, yet you did to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude, all that I am and ever to be. I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To he has done. God, oh, with his blood, he has saved me with his power. He has raised me to God be the glory. Ooh, all the things he has done, just let me live my life. Let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And should I gain, Lord, any praise, let it go to Calvary. Oh, with his blood, he saved me. Thank you, God. Oh, with his power, my Father, he raised me to God. Who be the glory for all the saints, for every saint. Thank you, Lord. For all the things he has done. Woo! Yes, God.
Lord,
that's it.
Jesus,
that's
Lord,
it.
Have mercy. You, listen,
ain't
you
nothing to be said
know.
After
you
that. Thank you, God.
You about to make me run up out of here. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. You know what?
I'm sitting in my car. I'm sitting in my car, and I'm telling you, sometimes when I think about the goodness of God and all that he's done for me, when I think about, you know, how he brought me out, I can have church all by myself in the car. You hear me? I don't have to have nobody. I ain't got, you know, sometimes I think about what God done and how he brought me out and saved my life. I can be standing in line at CVS, baby, and say, thank you. Have you ever had a thank you moment? I'm talking about a thank you moment when you know what nobody but God did that.
Yes,
sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
That word
that you gave, talking about going downstream. Amen. Thank you, God. Stop
Amen.
Fighting
you,
against what God's got for you. Thank you, God. I'm so Amen. Grateful that God changed my mind and opened my heart and allowed me to start going with the flow. That's basically what you're
Praise
saying.
God.
Go
Praise
with
God.
The flow.
Praise
Whatever God got for you, go with
Praise
the flow.
God.
And I'm grateful. Thank you for
yeah,
that word.
Lord,
you bless my spirit.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That's how you know that. And I'm going to say this.
You
know that was nobody but the Holy Spirit, how the Lord connected that together. Through your testimony,
yep.
through your song,
yep.
through that word by Pastor Norman King,
yep.
that was nobody but the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And that's how the
Amen.
Lord works. And I love how God put his
yep.
people together. So,
yep.
Brother Lauren Harper, I don't know if you're busy or you are at an event right now in a rehearsal. So
yeah.
I'm going to get ready to meet you so you get back to what you was doing. But again, I'm going to say thank you for taking the time out to come forth and be my special guest on tonight. On this world.
Absolutely.
Again, would you share with the listeners how they can purchase your play, your recent play, a Spare Change?
I'm going to have my new CD will be released very soon, but people can follow me on Facebook at Lauren D. Harper, LaurenDHarper. And they can also, my movie, Blessed and Cursed, is the movie that I did with Dietrich Haddon where I played the bishop.
Oh, that was you.
In the movie. Yes, sir.
Yes, that was
I've seen that movie.
Yeah, and then I'm also in the latest movie with Dietrich Haddon called The Fallen. So playing also the bishop, which is kind of like a takeoff from Blessed and Cursed. And so I can be, you know, if people want to contact me or reach out to me, my number is 313-879-9237. 313-879-9237. And I'm real grateful for the opportunity, and I look forward to being able to be a blessing to the body of Christ in my next project. And thank you for having me on.
You're quite welcome. Don't go anywhere. Yeah. Stand on the same line. I'm going to open up the phone lines in just 1 second. But listeners, I want you all to know that this same gentleman, my brother in Christ, your brother in Christ, Brother Lauren Harper, he is also in the upcoming movie that God has blessed me to be also a part of. So he's playing a role, of an important role in this upcoming movie that's going to be premiering in April of 2023. It's titled The Split by our producer, directed by Brother Bob Mitchell. So the movie is
Robert Mitchell.
Split. So Robert Mitchell is the director and producer of that movie.
That's right.
So again, Brother Lauren Harper, you all just heard sing these two awesome songs on tonight. He is also playing a role in this upcoming movie that God has blessed me to be also a part of. So right now,
yes,
I am opening up the phone lines to all those of you that have dialed in. If you have a question for Brother Lauren Harper, or if you want to give him words of encouragement, you have an opportunity to do so. Now all the phone lines are open. The lines are open now. Anyone?
Amen.
Well,
amen.
Good
yes.
afternoon. I have been blessed. My soul cries out hallelujah. From the preaching
amen.
To the singing, you all just don't know what
amen.
I have gone through. And by you all singing and preaching has really stirred up something on the inside of me. I want
amen.
To say keep on keeping on up the King's Highway.
Yes.
Blessings on top of blessings.
Thank you.
To you, Laura Harper. To you,
amen.
James Brown. And to you, Pastor Norman King, you all
amen.
Haven't seen anything
you,
yet. Haven't seen
thank
anything
you,
yet.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you very much.
We thank you so much. Took care of our dog. Thank you so much. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open.
Yes. You have a pretty voice, baby.
Thank
and
you.
And you keep on singing, baby.
So you got a pretty voice.
You got a pretty voice, baby.
Thank you. I appreciate
and Norman,
that.
I enjoyed your sermon too.
Yes, yes.
Both of y'all did something to me tonight. So both of you,
amen.
Keep on doing what you're doing.
Amen.
Thank
praise
you.
The Lord. That was our cousin, Sister Mary Ann King from Greensboro, North Carolina, Brother Harper.
Thank you.
Anyone else? The phone lines are still open. Anyone else?
So, Brother Brown, all I can say is that we sure enough had church tonight.
All right.
With that wonderful, inspirational singing by Brother Harper and that preach word. By Pastor King, y'all did it up tonight for us. We had some church tonight.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you. And Brother Harper, I have seen a lot. I have been to a lot of your plays in the past. Many of them. Oh, they were all wonderful. All wonderful. So thank you all for this wonderful service tonight, because we definitely need it in the day and the times that we are in right now. Thank you so much. You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you. Amen. And be blessed.
God bless
you. Thank you so much, Sister Gwen Walker. Anyone else before we close out the phone lines? Because we have to release Brother Harper. He has other things to do. So, as I always say, we do have a lot of people that dials in, but a lot of them don't say anything on the line. But we thank God for you for even taking time out of your schedule to listen.
Yeah.
Brother Harper, if you want to, you can go ahead and I can release you now because I know you're in rehearsal. If you can go, you can go ahead and do what you were doing.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you. God bless you, and we'll talk soon.
Amen. We sure will. Thank you so much. God bless you. As we were saying on tonight, we thank God for Brother Harper. As you all heard his testimony, if you dialed in late and you did not hear his testimony, you need to go back to my website and listen to his powerful testimony about God, how God has delivered him and set him free from using crack cocaine for over 20 years. And now look what God is doing in his life. He is being a true blessing to the body of Christ. So that's what God would do for anyone that really mean being sincere about when they know they have a habit or condition or situation in their life that they know they can't release themselves from. But when you turn it over to Jesus, if you be like that prodigal son and come to yourself and then admit it and pray and seek God's forgiveness in Jesus' name, then God would do a mighty work through you, just like he's doing through Brother Lauren Hopper, my special guest on tonight. So I thank God for each one of you that have dialed in on tonight. You are always a blessing to this ministry. I don't take it lightly or for granted. Pastor Norman King always do a phenomenal job on delivering God's word, and I thank him for being obedient, for bringing a short message on tonight so we can be blessed by Brother Lauren Hopper. And again, I was blessed by him, and I know that you, the listeners, was blessed by him as well. So we thank God for what he's doing through this worldwide ministry platform, because we got to remember and know that it's not about us. It's about Jesus. It's about God being glorified. It's about souls being saved. It's about the testimonies that's going forth, that the people are being inspired and blessed and delivered and set free by the testimonies and also God's word. And we are inspired by the different authors that are God blessed to write books, and they share their books and stories with the listeners of through this worldwide platform. That's what it's all about, that God is being glorified, and we don't take it lightly or for granted. So thank God for each one of you. And again, on tonight, we want to continue to lift up our sister in Christ, Kim Mallory, who had a medical procedure done today at the hospital. We want to pray her healing and restoration in Jesus' name. We want to continue to lift up Mother Phillips from the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. We want to continue to lift her up in prayer. And all those that are bereaved on tonight, all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, we want to continue to lift up Sister Gwen Walker. Her brother made his transition a couple of, I think about 2 weeks ago. And I don't know if he's been funeralized yet or not, but we want to continue to lift her up in prayer and her family. And all those that have lost loved ones, continue to lift up my sister Janice Milton and her daughter, my oldest niece, Crystal in Massachusetts. Her husband made his transition on November the 29th, a sudden massive heart attack. And so they were married for 45 years, and he did all the cooking. He did all the paying of the bills. He did everything for them. So now they are together by themselves now, doing things and learning. They knew how to do these things before he was in the picture, but he took it upon himself to do all these things for them so they wouldn't have to do anything. So now that he has made his transition, now they are in the process of learning how to do these things all over again for themselves. So we want to continue to lift up my sister Janice Nielsen and her daughter Crystal in prayer that God will continue to strengthen them. And not only them, but all those that have lost loved ones, especially for this time of season when Christmas is upon us and family members are grieving the loss of loved ones that are not going to be with them for the first time for Christmas. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer that God will continue to strengthen them. They will continue to look to the hills from which comes their help, and they will always know that all their help comes from him. And they will also know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. So now we're going to close out in prayer on tonight. On next Thursday night, no, I'm sorry, Christmas Eve, the 24th, Saturday, the 24th, Deacon Marvin Cox, we want to continue to lift him up in prayer. Him and his wife Betty, they are overcoming the COVID virus again. So I talked to him the other day. They are doing a lot better. So we want to thank God for what he's doing in their lives. And he will be delivering God's word on this coming Saturday, Christmas Eve. Deacon Marvin Cox will be delivering God's word. Again, next Thursday night, Pastor Norman King will come back with another word from the Lord. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for what we have heard on tonight through this worldwide ministry platform, through your word, through your man of God, Pastor Norman King. Thank you for the man of God, Brother Lauren Harper. Thank you for his powerful testimony. Thank you for what you are doing in his life, that he's now being a blessing to others with his life. You are being glorified through his life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, how you have turned his life around. He has come to himself, and now he's being a blessing to the body of Christ all over the world. And we just give you glory, honor, and praise for it. We don't take it lightly. We know this is all of your doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy on tonight. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Son, Jesus the Christ. But we know that he is the true reason for this season, no matter what the world may say. That was our spiritual food for thought for tonight. No matter what mankind say or think, Jesus is the true reason for this season. So we thank you for Jesus Christ coming down from glory in the form of flesh, in the form of a baby to pay our sin debt with his own sinless and righteous precious blood on the cross, that he died for us and he rose again on the third day morning with all power in his hands. And now because of that reason, can be forgiven of our sins and our transgressions and be restored back to you. For this we are grateful for your Son, Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for you being who you are. Thank you for you reminding us that all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. You are in total control at all times. You don't slumber nor sleep. So for this, we are grateful in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we pray and ask that you will continue to bless every listener that faithfully dials into this robot platform ministry. Whether they say anything or not, we thank you for them. We thank you for everyone that dials and listens in through social media platforms around the world. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for Brother Scott McIntyre, the blind young man that you are using all over the world. He's traveling all over the world, even though he's physically blind. I thank God for you connecting me with him and his wife, and they are being a blessing to the body of Christ as they are being used to share your word. And not only through the word of God, but through songs, through ministry all over the world. Thank you for them. Continue to bless that ministry, bless this family. Continue to bless every man, woman, boy, and girl that are being faithful doers of your word, and not just hearers only, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, once again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So we want to continue to always learn how to encourage one another in God's word. Not with our feelings or our opinion, but with God's word. When we do that, we can't go wrong. So in that being said, we're going to close out with the song, with the musical selection of Pray For Me. The word of God says the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much.